Okay, so we're recording on the 22nd of December 2020, and this is recorded over the internet, and I'm speaking to Sue Clark. Just could I get you to start by telling me your name and where and when you were born, just for the records, please?
My name's Sue Clark. I was born 15th of the 9th, 1953.
And were you born, are you from Hull?
No, because my dad was in the RAF till I was 11, I didn't really feel that I was from anywhere. I don't think Forces children do. You know, you don't have a I'm from so and so until you actually settle down. And I settled down in Hull when I was 11, 12, and we came back to Hull because mum was from Hull and dad didn't know where he wanted us to live. So mum said, right, we'll go home then. And as far as she was concerned, Hull was home. So I'm from Hull now.
And so the project that this is part of is about memories of the White Frigate area. And I believe you have a particular memory regarding White Frigate that you'd like to share with us.
Yeah, I do. When we were stationed all over the place, quite often, if we went anywhere apart from the seaside for the day, it would be to come home and visit Grandma, who lived down Waterloo Street in the old town, in the town near the back of New Theatre, that sort of area. And it was a really big deal to go into town shopping. Because when we were on the RAF camps, on the RAF bases, the nearest places would be villages more than anything else, and we didn't really get any further than that. And we came over for one particular special trip because I'd been asked to be a bridesmaid by an adult cousin, Christine, and I had the enviable task because I have three sisters who. At the time, there was only two of them. Yeah, the youngest one hadn't been born yet. And I was going to go shopping with Christine, my adult cousin, to go and get a very special dress for the occasion. So that was absolutely lovely. I remember we got the bus into town, which was quite unusual because we either walked, you know, or we went on the camp bus, and this was a double decker bus. And I remember going upstairs and being able to sit at the front. And we got off, I think, down Savile Street when the buses used to go down there, because we were going to go down Whitefriar Gate, which is how I thought you said it, until Christine pointed out, no, it's White Frigate, love, it's White Frigate. And I remember going down there and I remember the big shops. And I think I remember Marks and Spencer's, British Home Stores, Littlewoods, and Woolworths. Remember going into Woolworths because I was allowed to go and get some pick and mix. But White Frigate didn't really have a dress that was appropriate as far as Christine was concerned. So we ended up going into the market, which had the most wonderful smells, except for going past the fish. I remember the fish really vividly. But we found just like a little stall, and it had this white, pale blue, and pink layered netted dress that was a perfect fit. And then the lady persuaded her, excuse me, persuaded my cousin that a little pair of gloves would go very well with it, which I was absolutely made up with, more with the gloves than anything else. They were white and lacy and just came up to my wrist because when I put this dress on, it was so itchy. It hadn't been lined on the inside, but I didn't like to tell anybody that it itched. So I just put up with that, but these gloves were absolutely glorious. It was just a lovely, lovely day. I remember we had chips as well, and they were probably from Bob Carver's. But it was just a special day.
So when you said you went in the market, I presume you're talking about Trinity Market, is that right?
Yeah, Trinity Market. And it was open air as well. There were lots and lots of different stalls, you know, different kinds of stalls, and there were quite a lot that sold clothes. And I believe that's where my dress was from.
So when you say it was open air, this was before there was a roof on it, is that right?
I think, no, because it was extended into what is now Minster Square. There was the indoor market, which was mainly fruit and vegetables. I remember it being quite a big market as well, with lots and lots of different stalls and stands, and the hustle, there was a lot of hustle and bustle. So I think I vaguely remember the sort of meats and fishes and fruit and vegetables were more inside, and other things were outside, like clothes and knickknacks and things like that. And homemade, I think lots of people had stands where they sold homemade things as well. But I remember it being a really, really exciting day.
What in particular was exciting about that day?
Well, firstly, I don't think up till then I'd ever been shopping with anybody other than my mum or dad. I think going somewhere with another adult was very different, because we didn't really have very much contact with relatives unless we sort of came to Hull. So going out with Christine made me feel very special. And you know, she was really excited that I could be a bridesmaid, and I'd never been a bridesmaid before. So the prospect of that, I was excited about that, but really didn't know what on earth being a bridesmaid was about, because I was only about six. I remember being quite shy that day, because she kept asking me if I liked things, and I don't think I was ever asked that before either. It was just done. That was it. You do you like this or do you like this? It wasn't really a choice. I, you know, didn't really have those sort of choices. And whilst the dress was lovely, and I vividly remember it, when that lady brought out these little gloves, that was the exciting thing. And then when Christine said, and you can keep them afterwards, you know, they're yours. So it was the hustle and bustle of people in the shops and seeing so many different things and different smells. Going on the bus was exciting, going upstairs on the bus. And just being out and about with somebody who I think she wanted to make the day special for me, and she succeeded.
So you mentioned that you'd been kind of down White Frigate itself a bit beforehand, and you mentioned some of the shops you went in. Do you remember any of them in particular? You said you went in a few and they didn't quite have what you wanted. I take it you were mainly dress shopping at this point?
Yeah, we were mainly dress shopping. I don't know whether Christine knew what she wanted, but whatever it was, they didn't have. Or it wasn't... I did try a dress on in Marks and Spencer's, because they had quite a big children's range, I remember. But she said it wasn't special enough. I remember her saying that. She was looking for something special, but I didn't know what sort of special she was looking for. But Woolworths was a haven. I've never seen so many sweets in all of my life. And the fact that I could have a bag, I think, no, it wasn't, was it a bag? Can't remember what I put them in, whether it was a little basket or something. And then they weighed them or something and then put them into a bag. But I was allowed to choose whatever I wanted. And that was quite a nice thing to happen, because that was unusual as well. But I remember the smelling, it was a really, really sweet smell in Woolworths. And I think Christine needed to buy some buttons or something else. So we went, we did a little bit of other shopping in there too, elastic and buttons, I think she wanted. Then we went to the market last. We'd gone all the way down Mike Frigate. We'd looked at shoes in shoe shops, but I can't remember for the life of me what the shoe shops were called. But I know there seemed to be a lot of them. It wasn't just one shop, there were two or three shops down there that sold shoes. I don't remember anything like charity shops or anything like that. If there were, they're not in my memory.
Would this have been the first time you'd been down White Frigate went on this day?
Yeah, I think it was. I really think it was. I think that was actually the first time ever.
Obviously, it's difficult because it's a child's memories and it's full of kind of excitement. But can you remember how the street was maybe different to how you remember it later on as an adult? Was it different, the sort of shops that were down there or anything?
The shops were all very, I remember them being very big and often had an upstairs. You had to go upstairs in one or two of the shops. But I also remember there being just, to me, there seemed to be hundreds and hundreds of people. But also you had to be careful because I sort of vaguely remember the paths not being very wide and there being cars and bikes going up and down there as well. So we had to be careful crossing the road, but it was extremely busy. Yeah, extremely busy. I think it was a Saturday as well, if I remember rightly. Almost sure it was a Saturday. And I saw the whole, well, Trinity Church, as it was called then. I saw Trinity Church for the first time, and that was pretty phenomenal, really. I don't think I'd ever seen a building as big as that before. But we weren't allowed to go in. Don't know why, but we just weren't. Or maybe we didn't have time to, I don't know. But I just remember there being so lot, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people just everywhere.
So you mentioned kind of Marks and Spencer's in particular, which is obviously a shop that was like down White Frigate for many, many years and has only fairly recently closed. Do you remember that being different to how it was in later years, or was it quite similar?
It was, I remember it as, if this memory is correct, there were sort of stands, but then a lady assistant was in the middle of it and the clothes and things went all the way around her. If you see what I mean. Things were laid out on four sides. Do you know what I mean? And then she, the lady who helped you choose things, because we went in there for either socks or stockings or something like that. And I remember them being bought in there. But the lady who stood in the middle, because there was like a little corridor in the middle of this sort of rectangle with her goods on all sides, and they were all laid out in sizes and shades and things like that. And I remember there being a big cardigans and jumper type stall within the shop itself. And the assistants were very helpful. You know, we're trying to help you to choose what you were looking for, sort of thing. It wasn't nothing, they weren't on hangers and things like that. I don't remember them being on rails and hangers. And there were lots of assistants who were there to show you different things. And I remember the changing rooms being quite big as well. Like a communal type changing room, which was a little bit odd, but I didn't have to take very many clothes off in there, so it was okay.
So was the process of kind of buying clothes and things different to how we would do it these days, or was it quite sort of similar? You talked about quite a lot of assistants kind of helping you and such.
Yeah, if I remember rightly, they all seem to have their own things that they, I don't know, specialised in. So that the lady, I remember quite a youngish lady helping us in the children's department. They were all the things together. And if you were looking for something, she went and found them and brought them over. But I don't remember them being on hangers. That doesn't come into my head at all. I think she brought them sort of over her arm and she had to go somewhere to get them, whether they'd be in a stock room or something like that, I don't know. But she was really helpful, but I think the dresses they had were not particularly dresses for weddings. I think there were, I remember thinking that there was a lovely red velvet one, which I would have absolutely loved, but you can't have red and white at a wedding, apparently, I was told, because it means blood and bandages. That stuck in my head. That's weird.
Never heard that one before.
Yeah, that's just popped out of my head. So I couldn't have the red velvet one, even though it looked, she said it looked really lovely and it was the perfect size, but, and it didn't itch. So that would have been quite nice. But it was not to be.
So you've kind of mentioned Marks and Sparks and Woolworths as particularly kind of standing out, and obviously the market where you actually got the dress in there. And is there any other particular shops or sites in that area that you remember from that day?
I think I remember British Home Stores and Littlewoods being down there as well, but I don't know whether that's a false memory or not. I remember them being one big shop after another. And in between, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 shoe shops. But I didn't get shoes that day. I got shoes a different day. But I think we had to, the dress was the thing. But I don't think we went in all of them. I remember not looking for the bridesmaid dress anyway. I remember hanging on to Christine's hand because there were so many people thinking, and when you're six, you see people's sort of midriffs and bags more than anything, because I never have been very tall. I mean, I'm only 5 foot now, so I must have been pretty small at six, and I just remember, you know, lots and lots of bodies. I think I remember being glad to get home or get back to the house. It seemed quite a long day.
But obviously the day has left a really lasting impression with you, and you described it as quite exciting. Would you say you enjoyed the day, or was it, you say you were kind of glad to get home as well?
I think I was tired of walking, actually. You know, because if you think about it, I don't know how tall I would be, but I would do twice as many steps as they would. And I think I was tired. But I do remember it was an exciting day. The hustle and the bustle and so many people and big shops and the different smells. No, it was definitely an exciting day. And I did feel very, very special, because it did seem to be a lot of it all about me, which is unusual when you've got siblings and you're the oldest. So, you know, it was a special day for me.
So I'm presuming you would have gone back to White Frigate in kind of years and times since that day. Do you remember, are there any other particular days or memories you have of any events down White Frigate, or any kind of thoughts on how it's changed over the years?
It's funny because I can't particularly, I remember it going pedestrianised, I think, and thinking that was quite a good idea. And when I was Oh, crikey, how old would I be? When I was about 15, 16, I got a Saturday job at Littlewoods. And it seemed to look exactly the same as I remember it when I was six.
Is this that Littlewoods on White Frigate?
Yes, yeah. I was on the ladies' cardigans. And it used to be really annoying when ladies who were looking at cardigans would undo every single one. And you had to go around and fold them all in a particular way. Put them back in the packet. But, and there was a stool behind the counter. But you used to get into trouble if you sat on it. So I don't really know why it was there. But that was my first Saturday job.
How long did you do that job for?
I think it was about a year. Then I was old enough to work in a pub, and that was more money.
So was being a Saturday girl, and you described White Frigate as being very busy in your early memory there. Was it the same when you were working there? Was it a very busy time with customers and so on?
Yeah, but Littlewoods, I think, used to have nearly all lady shoppers. That's what I remember. Very few couples. So whether ladies came and did shopping for, because they were shopping for themselves, came by themselves or came with a female friend. But we did have, we had a prolific shoplifter. He was a man. He'd just come in and grab stuff and run out. And he did it regularly. What he was going to do with ladies' cardigans, goodness only knows. But we were told not to chase him and not to just ignore him. He used to do it quite regularly.
So that's interesting that you were told to ignore him. So no one called the police, that you didn't have security guards or anything
No security guards. But you just had to say, sort of estimate how many things you thought he'd stolen. It wasn't very subtle either. And we'd say to each other, oh, he's in again. Watch him, he's in again. And it was just a case of watching what he took. Because we were definitely told that we were not to approach him.
I wonder why that was. Do you think he was dangerous or?
If he came near the counter, you could say to him, don't you dare, don't you dare. You took some off here last time. Go somewhere else. And he just used to laugh. I don't know. 16-year-old, you think you're invincible, don't you? I didn't stop him from taking anything, but I certainly told him that I didn't want him stealing my cardigans, otherwise I'd have them all to count again. And that's probably why. But I think it was just a game for him. I don't know. But we definitely didn't have security guards, and I don't ever remember the police coming in. Maybe it was reported to them, but I don't know.
Did you enjoy working down there, or was it just the job?
I enjoyed working with the people I worked. There was quite a lot of camaraderie, but most of the people I worked with were there either full-time or part-time, and that was their, as far as they were concerned, their forever job. And I knew even then that this was not the job for me. There was no way I was going to stand like that day in and day out, counting cardigans, buttoning up cardigans, folding jumpers. I knew then that I was not going to be doing that. And it's quite hard when you hear what other people's talents are and you think, but you're happy with doing that. And I couldn't quite understand that at 16, because I was going to be a teacher, you see, no matter what. And it was going to be PE. And that's what I ended up doing. But I couldn't understand why other people didn't have dreams. Or was that their dream? I don't know. I mean, they were lovely ladies, don't get me wrong. They were really caring and they were quite motherly towards me, I think, as well.
So did you ever go out in any of the kind of bars or kind of nightclubs that were around that area when you were a little bit older? Or did you? Is that not really an area you kind of like frequented?
I went to Beer Keller. I remember going to Beer Keller a couple of times, but I'm not really a drinky, so. And I remember going to Beer Keller because it was somebody's spinster night out or something like that. I remember dancing on the tables. And that was without drink. So I didn't need alcohol. It was the company. You know, you can get drunk on the company, can't you? But I didn't really go into town very much, to be honest. Not from a social point of view. I was quite I'm not a particularly bright person, and when I want something, I have to work for it, I have to study for it, work hard. So I used to do a lot of that. And I used to sing. So I used to sing in a choir and we would go here, there and all over singing. So that was quite nice. And that was my social life, really.
Okay, so before we kind of like wrap up then, do you have any kind of other memories of White Frigate you'd like to share with us, of any other trips down there or any of the shops that stand out? And we're talking about, you know, from any period really.
I tell you what I've discovered more recently down White Frigate. I'm a City of Culture volunteer. And we did, I was doing a little bit of, I did a shift with Hull Urban Opera. And we used the old post office, like, is it called Conservancy Buildings? I mean, I remember seeing all these signs when I was younger, but never actually knowing what it was. And we used the old Conservancy Building as a setting for this particular shift. The place has got no electricity in, no heating, no nothing. And it was quite, but it has got the most beautiful ceilings and floors in different places within there. And it seems such a shame that it's not being used for anything. But that's a more recent memory.
Yeah, recent memories are good as well. Anything from, did you do anything else as a City of Culture volunteer down White Frigate or that particular area?
Yeah, I did a bit of Yeti training a couple of years ago. We were trying to make, this was again with Hull Urban Opera. We wanted to make opera more accessible. So we had a beautiful baritone singer as a Yeti, dressed up as a Yeti who comes out of a basket. And I dressed up as the Yeti trainer's assistant and sort of was the cruel person who made him sing. And we went up and down White Frigate, and wherever we went, we got a crowd. It was absolutely lovely. So we, you know, it sort of worked. White Frigate is a lovely area for gathering people, small crowds together to see something. It's a bit like when we in the City of Culture, we use quite a lot of the shop windows to tell stories. You know, people just stood outside and listened and watched. And that worked as well down White Frigate because that's one of my walks. When I do my daily walks, I do different routes. And one of them is over Scale Lane Bridge across the old town and then up White Frigate and round towards the marina. That is a lovely walk. And I just think I think what I discovered, as well as the City of Culture volunteer, is the absolutely beautiful architecture down White Frigate. If you bother looking up, you know, there are some absolutely picturesque windows and framed windows, and the way the buildings were made, and there are really, really some beautiful places if you bother, if you look up. And that was one of the themes in, I think, for about 3 months, a City of Culture. It was look up.